This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Kim Garriott, Principal Consultant for Healthcare Strategies at Logicalis US, an international IT solutions and managed services provider. Ms. Garriott, thanks so much for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, you're more than welcome. Good to have you out today. So first of all, hospitals that want to be up to date in their imaging strategies are really undergoing a transformation of sorts. Can you explain this transformation journey and why it's important to recognize and address the changing landscape of imaging sooner rather than later?
Sure, I'm happy to. As we know, imaging is expanding well outside of what has long been considered the traditional boundaries of imaging. And when we say traditional boundaries of imaging, we're talking specifically about radiology and cardiology. And historically, these were the only image-producing service lines in a typical hospital. What we're finding today, though, is that we have non-radiology imaging producers in as many as 40 service lines across the healthcare enterprise. So in a way, you could say that healthcare organizations are going through a transformation journey when it comes to imaging. The increased use and broader definition of imaging is transforming the way medicine is practiced and transforming the way organizations have to plan to manage and provide access to the imaging data. This is an area that needs attention for several reasons. Perhaps the most compelling reason is that large amounts of clinical data are being generated and clinical decisions are being made with this data, yet it's often not retained, let alone being accessible within the context of the patient's medical history contained within the electronic medical record.
Now that hospitals are turning their attention to the optimization of electronic medical records, or EMRs, this seems like the ideal time to address the transformation. What strategy would you recommend CIOs consider as part of their optimization efforts in imaging?
Yeah, I think a great opportunity exists here in this optimization by creating an enterprise imaging strategy, and it's a key consideration that should be made part of those EMR optimization efforts. When we think about imaging across the enterprise, it can generally be organized into five categories. We have traditional imaging like radiology and cardiology, but we also have a real emerging trend around point-of-care ultrasound imaging. Those are the ultrasound images that are produced by, say, an orthopedist or an endocrinologist directly during the exam of the patient. Then we have surgical and medical scope imaging like endoscopies or colonoscopies, and then digital photography. And then with all of those types of images, we see them being moved back and forth between imaging providers in different organizations and then also between providers and their patients. So optimizing the EMR by adding an array of relevant clinical images like those we just spoke about, intelligently presented within the context of the patient's medical record, leads to a lot of benefits like enhanced care coordination, increased physician satisfaction, and strengthened regulatory compliance. All of these things together and presented within the EMR really increases the overall value of the EMR. So developing an enterprise imaging strategy establishes the foundation of how these images will be acquired and how they'll be made available within that patient's medical record.
You mentioned earlier that images may be produced in as many as 40 service lines. With images being produced in so many clinical areas, how are organizations managing this influx of new clinical content?
That's a great question, Eric, and it has many answers depending on the organization's needs and capabilities. Unfortunately, in many cases, the short answer is just not being managed very well at all. I have a couple examples that I can share on that. And as a first illustration, let's take a look at the point-of-care ultrasound imaging that I talked about earlier. And that's specifically, again, those types of ultrasound procedures that are being acquired by non-radiology staff, typically emergency medicine physicians or endocrinologists or orthopedists or anesthesiologists. So with those workflows, an organization may choose to leverage an existing radiology related workflow, because radiology captures these images on a daily basis and they have really proven workflows to use within their department. However, a common challenge with this approach is non-radiology physician workflow. So while this image acquisition workflow works very well in radiology, and it has for years, it generally won't work for the emergency medicine physician because it requires several work steps that really aren't relevant outside of the radiology environment. And as a result, the solution requires multiple system workarounds to streamline that to really make it work for, in this instance, an emergency medicine physician, which then leads to a high level of system overhead, and then ultimately it just leads to a lot of frustration, both from the physician as well as the people trying to maintain and support the solution. I believe that developing an efficient, intuitive clinical workflow is really the heart of a successful enterprise imaging program. Here's just a brief real life use case. Many anesthesiologists use point-of-care imaging, ultrasound guidance, during their surgical procedures. So instead of adopting a radiology workflow, which again is really cumbersome and requires a lot of interaction with a computer, what we've done is solve this problem by creating a really efficient workflow for the anesthesiologist inside their operating room environment. And by doing this, it really encourages adoption and it improves the integrity of the data associated with the images so that they can be relevantly stored and made back available to caregivers within the EMR. Another example I like to talk about with our clients, and it's a really popular topic, is digital photography. The proliferation of camera-enabled mobile devices has created a number of problems within our hospital environment. So the obvious challenges range from having patient health information on unsecure mobile devices. Providers are texting images between themselves to collaborate on the images. They're also then having the caregivers are receiving images from their patients because the patients maybe postoperatively have a question about the way their wound is healing. So those are some of the obvious challenges. But some of the not-so-obvious challenges are created when caregivers take those images and paste them into the patient's EMR. And they often do that without proper identification of what that is a picture of. So in an attempt to solve all of these challenges, or at least to buy time for a proper solution to be developed, many organizations have established policies prohibiting the use of mobile devices for photo acquisition altogether. So the bad news with this approach is that it inhibits the caregiver's collaboration opportunities and patient engagement. But the good news is that there are ways to solve this problem, and many vendors are well on their way to providing products that do so. So as organizations are looking to solutions for this, there are a few things I'd like to share that they should keep in mind while they're looking for a solution. One is to look for a product that will automatically delete the acquired photos off of the mobile device as soon as those photos are received by whatever management server they're being sent to. This way, they're ensuring that there's no patient health information left on that mobile device. Second, keep in mind that these photos need to be labeled or described in a way that's going to be relevant to all caregivers looking at that data within the patient's electronic medical record. A very common complaint that I hear from physicians that are working in organizations that have some type of photo management capability is that what often is created is a long, unmanageable, and meaningless list of photos that don't have descriptions, or if they do have descriptions, it may just say photo. So that creates a lot of frustration as physicians have to open multiple different photos just to find the one that they're really looking for. So organizations really need to create a workflow process that requires the assignment of not just a description, but a standardized description for that photo. Doing this will help to ensure that the list of images displayed in the electronic medical record are relevant to the caregiver and that they can quickly locate the photo that they're looking for. And this reduces physician frustration when trying to find information.
Today we are speaking with Kim Garriott, Principal consultant for healthcare strategies at Logicalis US, an international IT solutions and managed services provider. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. It's not difficult to see why organizations may be struggling with these challenges. What are solution providers doing to support a streamlined enterprise imaging environment?
Yeah, there's a lot of activity out there in the market today, and we see a lot of boutique vendors that are offering solutions for each of the imaging categories that I mentioned earlier, and they're really doing a good job of solving a particular problem that an organization might be trying to solve. And while these solutions are good at, again, solving a particular problem, we're now seeing more and more vendors taking an enterprise holistic approach that addresses all of an organization's imaging-related needs within a single interoperable enterprise imaging platform. This approach enables healthcare organizations to solve most, if not all, of their enterprise imaging challenges with a unified solution, which is comprised of a vendor-neutral archive for storage, a clinical workflow engine, which helps to acquire images without using complex workflows that are designed for radiology departments, as well as having image exchange capabilities to share images between organizations and patients, EMR integration that's very streamlined, and then a data analytics engine. The challenge is that many organizations are tempted to solve a particular problem of the day, a particular departmental problem, instead of stepping back and taking a little bit of time to assess the overall needs of the enterprise and then developing a comprehensive strategy to address all of these needs in a unified manner. Solving by problem may solve the problem immediately, but it often leads to disparate imaging workflows, non-standard data, multiple storage silos, and an inadequate accessibility to the caregiver, meaning it's very difficult for them to find the images in the EMR if they're there at all. And all of these lead to increased cost and increased caregiver frustration. So the recommendation to our clients is to take an enterprise view and plan for a solution that will solve today's problems while providing a foundational infrastructure and workflow processes to solve tomorrow's problems as well.
Lastly, do you have any tips for how organizations can begin to take an enterprise view of imaging?
I do. First, I suggest that organizations assess their clinical service areas to gain an understanding of what images are being produced, how they are being produced, and how those images are available to the care team. While they're doing this, they should also seek to gain an understanding of what caregivers would like to do or need to do with imaging that they're not able to do today. Taking this kind of approach is best facilitated by doing small group interviews with caregivers, physicians, nurses, and other caregivers that are involved firsthand with imaging. Secondly, after doing the assessments, use that information that's discovered to inform the development of an enterprise imaging strategy. A comprehensive enterprise imaging strategy addresses all aspects of imaging, including the standardization of clinical acquisition workflows and the associated metadata, how those images will be stored, how they're made accessible within the EMR, and how they'll be exchanged with external entities and patients. After the strategy has been developed and an informed strategy has been developed, organizations can begin to then look for solutions that will meet the needs of their overall enterprise imaging vision that will carry them for years and years to come instead of having to come back to the table to refine the solution maybe in a year or two. So this saves a lot of time and money. Assessing the imaging current state processes, understanding caregiver needs, and developing the strategy is often a complex set of tasks, though. At Logicalis, we have a team of enterprise imaging experts ready to guide organizations through the assessment and strategy development processes, as well as solution selection, design, and implementation.
Well, Kim, it certainly has been good to have gotten an overview here. How can people contact you if they have any questions?
Yeah, they can go to the internet and access us.logicalis.com.
And that is easy enough. Ms. Garriott, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you.
We We've been speaking with Kim Garriott, Principal Consultant for Healthcare Strategies at Logicalis U.S. and International IT Solutions and Managed Services Provider. And once again, the website of reference and contact, it's us.logicalis.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.